Books on Tape presents The Winter Queen by Boris Akunin. Translated by Andrew Brumfield. Read by Michael Kramer. The Winter Queen. Chapter 1. In which an account is rendered of a certain cynical escapade. On Monday the 13th of May, in the year 1876, between the hours of 2 and 3 in the afternoon, on a day that combined the freshness of spring with the warmth of summer, numerous individuals in Moscow's Alexander Gardens unexpectedly found themselves eyewitnesses to the perpetration of an outrage that flagrantly transgressed the bounds of common decency. The public strolling the alleyways between blossoming lilac bushes and flower beds ablaze with the flaming scarlet blooms of tulips was smartly decked out, ladies holding aloft lacework parasols to avert the threat of freckles, nannies minding children in neat little sailor suits, and young men affecting an air of boredom in fashionable cheviot frock coats or jackets cut in the short English fashion. With nothing apparently portending any disagreeable turn of events, a lazy satisfaction and gratifying tedium suffused the atmosphere, mingling with the sense of a mature and confident spring season. The rays of the sun beat down in earnest, and every last one of the benches that happened to stand in the shade was occupied. Seated on one of these benches, located not far from the grotto and facing the railings, so as to afford a view of the beginning of Neglinnaya Street and the yellow wall of the Manege, were two ladies. One of them, a very young lady, indeed not really a lady at all, more of a girl, was reading a small Morocco-bound volume and glancing about her from time to time with an air of distracted curiosity. Her much older companion, wearing a good-quality dark blue woolen dress and sensible lace-up ankle boots, rotated her needles in a regular rhythm as she concentrated on knitting some item in a...